Hey, I'm from your class. Sorry, you probably know this already, and I plan to actually introduce myself, but it's so cold. Do you mind letting me inside? Great. Give me a sec. Thanks. So, back to it. I am Pineapple Curious, and I was wondering where you were heading. You know, we have this class together for like 2 months now. We never really talked, and I feel like it's a waste. So, what are you doing out here all alone? You don't know anyone in this class? But that's no reason to be alone in your car, is it? A lot of the guys and girls from the class sit in front of the building at the benches, just killing time. We almost all didn't know each other. Oh, you get shy around new people. It's more than being shy, huh? You don't know what to do with yourself around them? Hey, I know we don't really know each other, but if it's okay with you, why don't you just sit with me and my group of friends from now on? Or just the two of us if you feel more comfortable this way. You look shocked. Do you want to be alone, or am I doing something I shouldn't do right now? What about me? I don't mind, not at all. I think you may be a cool guy. I'd like to know more about you and spend more time with you. Shit. Sorry if I'm being upfront here. This is just how I am. But I think I like you. You're cute, smart, very polite, the few times we've talked in class. Plus, looking at you is a good way to kill some time in class. Hey, you're still super anxious, right? I'm sorry if I'm pushing you too much. I just noticed you're looking my way in class from time to time, so I thought I'd give it a shot. Am I overstepping some boundaries? No? Then what's going on? You're scared? Wait, you're scared of me? Why is that? Is it something I did? Or is it the way I talk, or the way I approached you? Just general fear? You're scared by women because you don't know how to deal with them. Did something happen in the past that made you feel this way? Maybe some bad ending to a confession or... No, sure. I get that. You don't need to talk about it. I mean, we are still practically strangers. But, as I said, I'd like to know more about you. So let's talk. Don't worry. No more heavy stuff. Just casual small talk. And maybe when we know each other better, we can talk about this whole situation. Yes? Great. Give me a second. I've got the perfect app for this. Here, you just spin the wheel and you get a random topic to talk about. Favorite movie, food, what you did last summer, etc. Do you want to play? Nice. Here, let me spin first. Your favorite summer day refreshment. What a weird topic considering the outside, right? Summer, it feels like ages ago. So, what is it? Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that too. Mine would be slushies. You know, my dad bought us a slush ice machine for me and my little sister back when we were in elementary school. We used it on a daily basis for like 2 weeks until our mom said it would ruin our stomach and she put it in the attic. But every time she was gone, Dad got it down for us to use. This went on for so long. Thanks to this, I get all nostalgic every time I see a slushy machine. The good old days, right? Okay, now you can spin it. Worst food delivery experience? Don't know if I can think of something except for like generic watery fries. Oh, you know a story? They can't really have sent you this. Wait, you have a peck? Show me. Oh, come on, show me. I don't care if it's disgusting. Please show it to me. Please. Yes. Show me, show me, show me, show me. Ew, what the fuck? This looks horrible. How can they think someone would eat this? No, you don't. You did not eat this. Ew, you are so disgusting. Just because you already paid for it doesn't mean you have to eat it. How was it? Oh, it was bad? Who could have guessed? But not bad enough to throw it away. I guess I get that. I don't like wasting food either. Okay, it's my turn again. When was your first kiss and who? Let's just skip this one, okay? You don't mind? Are you sure? Remember, I don't want to push you to talk about this, and okay. If you change your mind, please just say so, okay? I don't want you to feel anxious around me anymore. All right, I start. It's nothing special or anything. I think I was like 15, and this boy in my class asked me to be his girlfriend. I liked him, so I said yes. Just a few days later, I kissed him after he walked me home from school. Excuse me? What do you mean that's it? I told you it was nothing special. I'm sorry if this can't compete to your burger from hell story. So, what about you? You never kissed someone? Really? Well, yeah, a peck at a party as a teen isn't really something you would call a kiss, I guess. Hey, you look so sad right now. Are you really sure you want to talk about this? I would understand if you wouldn't. You want to get it off your chest, huh? Sure, I'll listen. So she was the girl you liked back then, yeah? And this wasn't the only time you two were flirty? Even your friends asked you about it? What happened next? You were too shy to actually confess to her, but you tried to make the signals clear that she should go for it. Okay. No, I don't think there's a problem with that. Many people are shy when it comes to love, and listening to you, it feels like she should have known this about you. Was this your first time being in love? The second time? So you were scared of getting rejected again, so you just waited to protect yourself. I can understand that. Really. I have a friend who's the same way. After getting hurt, she went into this bubble of protection to not get hurt again. You thought you weren't good enough to get a girlfriend in school, so you wanted to work on yourself to find love in university? Things didn't work out as planned, and you wasted years isolating yourself. And since then, it just got worse and worse. No, of course I don't think you're pathetic. I think you're just very unlucky. Hey, Can you tell me what she did to leave you in this state of mind? I just can't really understand all this right now. From the way you were speaking, I guess it wasn't a good ending, but what actually happened? She ghosted you? Do you know why? A friend of yours tried to get with her, so he told her to do this because you were a loser anyway. What an asshole. Please tell me you cut ties with him. You did after graduation. Until then, you just kept it to yourself? That you knew about this? But why? You didn't want to lose a friend. Even though you knew he wasn't an actual friend. You idiot. You are too nice. You should have told him. You should have told him and kicked his ass. And about that girl. She isn't worth the worry if she decided to do something like that on a whim. Yeah, you're right. You probably knew all of this before we talked already. Sorry, I just... really angry. How could they do this to you? You seem so nice. And they just took it for granted and didn't even care about how you would feel. But I do. So I get mad when I hear that there were people in your life that made you feel worthless. Because you're not. You're great. And I don't say this just to cheer you up. I mean it. I thought this even before I entered your car. As I was saying, I was watching you in class. You may be quiet. But every time you have to interact with someone in class, you always have a smile on your face. You wouldn't know this, but it makes me feel really good to talk to you. You give off a really warm aura, if I may say so. What was that? Sorry, I couldn't understand you. Oh, you think it's nice to be around me as well. So, when I take your arm clinging to it right now, like this, you wouldn't mind? Good. Because that is exactly what I want to do right now. Sitting here, watching the rain, feeling your warmth. Hey, I thought about something. Isn't it good that you didn't get an actual kiss from that girl back then? Because that means you don't have to think back to those people. It bothers you? You feel unwell not knowing how things like kisses or cuddles are done right? Are you scared of disappointing the girl you like? I don't think you have to worry too much. I mean, we're basically cuddling right now. And let me tell you, it's great. Don't tell me you just realized it. See, you just need to relax. And things will just go on by themselves. You just need the right atmosphere. You are great, okay? Every girl can see that. I see it. What are you looking so shocked for? I already told you that I like you, remember? So, can I claim your first kiss? Good. Come here, my shy boy. see. Nothing to be scared about. It felt good, right? Because for me, it definitely did. Of course it did. I wouldn't lie to you. Now let me get some more before we have to go back to class. Thank you for telling me all this. I know this stuff can be hard to talk about, but I want to be there for you. Because you feel special to me. Oh yeah. Give me your phone. Gimme, gimme. And done. You have my number now. Text me. Please don't be a stranger. And maybe next Friday, there's a party at my place. I don't know if you'd be interested or have time, but if you are, I would love to have you there. You'll come? Oh, great. I can't wait for Friday now. I'll text you the details later. Now, let's get back to class. Can I hold on to your arm while we go back? It's cold, and I forgot my jacket in the room. Thanks. Now let's go. We don't want to be late, right?